Hey everyone, Lovin Cruz here. Welcome back to Daily Virtue. You know that feeling when someone does something that just rubs you the wrong way? Maybe it's a friend who forgets your birthday or a colleague who takes credit for your work. It happens to all of us. And honestly, those moments can leave us feeling pretty ticked off, resentful even. But what if I told you there was a way to navigate those sticky situations with more grace and ease? Today, we're diving into the powerful practice of forgiveness and compassion. These aren't just fluffy feel-good words, they're potent tools that can unlock a whole new level of peace and clarity in your life. Trust me, I've been there, felt the sting of betrayal and anger, but I learned the hard way that holding on to those negative emotions only hurts you in the long run. So, how do we cultivate forgiveness and compassion? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, remember that everyone is human. We all make mistakes, sometimes big ones. It's easy to put people on a pedestal and expect perfection, but the truth is, we're all just stumbling through this thing called life. Recognizing that shared humanity can soften those harsh judgments and open your heart to understanding. Think about it, what if that friend who forgot your birthday was struggling with something you don't even know about? Maybe they were dealing with a stressful situation at home or feeling overwhelmed with work. Second, shift your perspective. Instead of focusing on the offense, try to see the situation from the other person's point of view. What might their motivations be? Were they acting out of ignorance, fear, or insecurity? By stepping into their shoes, you can gain a deeper understanding and begin to let go of resentment. Third, practice empathy. This means actively trying to understand and share the feelings of another person. Even if you don't agree with their actions, try to see things from their emotional standpoint. It's like this. Have you ever had a moment where you reacted impulsively, said something you regretted? Yeah, we all have. Sometimes, understanding that the other person might be going through something similar can help bridge the gap and foster compassion. Fourth, forgiveness is not about condoning harmful behavior. It's about releasing yourself from the bitterness and anger that weighs you down. It's about choosing to move forward with a lighter heart, free from the shackles of the past. Forgiveness is for you. It's not an excuse for someone else's actions. And finally, remember that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel like you're making progress and moments where you stumble. Be patient with yourself, practice self-compassion, and keep moving forward one step at a time. Let me tell you about a time when I really put these principles into action. A few years ago, a close friend betrayed my trust in a pretty painful way. It felt like everything we'd built together was shattered. I was consumed with anger and hurt for weeks, replaying the betrayal over and over in my mind. But then, I realized that holding on to that resentment was only hurting me. So, I started practicing forgiveness. It wasn't easy, there were days when I felt like giving up. But I kept reminding myself that everyone makes mistakes, and I chose to see the situation from his perspective. Eventually, I came to understand what led him to make that choice. It didn't erase the pain, but it helped me find a measure of peace. So, remember folks, cultivating forgiveness and compassion isn't about excusing bad behavior. It's about choosing to rise above negativity and embrace a more fulfilling way of life. It takes courage, but the rewards are measurable. You can start by reflecting on any unresolved conflicts in your life. Who are you holding on anger towards? Try to see their situation from their perspective, even for just a few minutes. Maybe they weren't aware of how their actions affected you. Or maybe they were struggling with their own demons and made a mistake. By understanding their motives, you can begin to chip away at the walls of resentment. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It frees you from the burden of anger and opens your heart to new possibilities. So go out there today and practice some compassion, both for yourself and others. You got this. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future episodes. Catch you in the next one.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.